Your word is autonomously. Danica paused, taking her time to think through the word. She thought of all the other competitors, Benjamin and his quick exit, Dorothy and her limitless confidence, Kenneth and his commitment, Deepak and his preparation, Jenny's quelling of her anxiety. She thought of all the other folks who helped put this day together. Miss Reynolds, Judge Q, Mayor Nyland. All of them had others to help them, others to lend a hand. But not Danica. She got here all by herself. Autonomously. A-U-T-O-N-O-M-O-U-S-L-Y. Autonomously. Congratulations, Danica. You're the new Quail Valley Spelling Bee champion. The crowd erupted, especially Danica's classmates. Danica pumped her fist, and before she knew it, was given the champion's badge. George Bland, still with his head in his hands, looked up, his face wet with tears. Danica proudly walked over to him and whispered, "See you next year." Danica walked into the audience with her badge high. Her classmates mobbed her, celebrating her impressive feat. No second grader had won the Quail Valley Spelling Bee in over 25 years. The screams from the auditorium flashed Danica back to the morning, where she awoke to more screaming, but that, of course, was from her parents. "Thank you all so much for another wonderful Quail Valley Spelling Bee," said Mayor Nyland, who had taken the stage. "Let's all walk out to the lobby and head home. And remember, be safe." The crowd slowly made their way to the lobby and quickly dispersed to their cars. As the lobby emptied, Miss Reynolds and Jenny Lou stood against a wall, bellies full of butterflies. "So now what?" said Jenny, not sure if she were asking about what they should do that day or in the years to come. Just then, Danica Freed approached them, tightly squeezing her champion's badge. Miss Reynolds looked down at her and knew. "Your parents aren't here today, are they, Danica?" Danica shook her head. It was only in times of feeling alone did Danica lose her confidence. "Come on, little Miss Champion. You can come with Jenny and I." Danica's face lit up. She took Miss Reynolds' outstretched hand, and they all walked out of the school. For Miss Reynolds, Jenny Lou, and Danica Freed, this spelled great things.